This is Dr. Lee indicating follow-up progress note, patient number A, RAY, Virginia, VIRGINA, date of birth 6/15/1931, place which Franklin Wood Genesis Rehab, date of service 8/27/2023, place date of service 8/27/2023, Franklin Wood Genesis. Patient seen today as a follow-up, she has been admitted to subacute rehab. I was reported by the nursing staff that patient has uncontrolled hypertension. Patient seen by me today, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough, no congestion. And on examination, she's awake, alert, cooperative. Recent blood pressure. Uh, 177 over 56, pulse 68, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 97%. Had a pneumophilic cardiac attack, unacceptable, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs not clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, abdomen soft, not tender, pulse on positive, extremities.
Yeah, somebody, the nurse is there.
No cough, tenderness, neuro, she's awake and alert and cooperative. Labs, sodium 39, potassium 3.7, carbon 8, CO2 19, glucose 99, BUN 60, creatinine 2.10. Assessment of uncontrolled hypertension. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line. Right lower extremity weakness suspected TIA. Next line, right knee pain. Next line, bilateral carotid stenosis. Next line, recent UTI treated. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction with generalized weakness, CKD. Plan of care. I have reviewed current medication patient is on. Aspirin 325 mg daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, vitamin D supplement daily, Plavix 75 mg daily, hydralazine 50 mg 3 times a day, Cardiazem CD 180 mg daily, Colace 100 mg daily, Lisinopril 20 mg daily, Metoprolol 25 mg twice a day, Miralax 17 gram daily, SCTZ 12.5 mg daily, Seneca daily, plan of care. Because she has a known CKD, so at this point she's on lisinopril and SCTZ. I will discontinue SCTZ. Next line, we will increase her hydralazine to 100 mg 3 times a day. Hold if systolic BP 130 or less. Follow BMP. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you.